Sean McCann, Book 3, Chapter 23 of the Ecclesiastical History of England, of Venerable Bede. How Bishop Cede, having a place for building a monastery given him by King Ethelwald, consecrated it to the Lord with prayer and fasting, and concerning his death. The years of our Lord, 659 through 664. The same man of God, whilst he was bishop among the East Saxons, was also wont oftentimes to visit his own province, Northumbria, for the purpose of exhortation. Oidilwald, the son of King Oswald, who reigning among Dieri, finding him a holy, wise, and good man, desired him to accept some land whereon to build a monastery, to which the king himself might frequently resort, to pray to the Lord and hear the word, and where he might be buried when he died. For he believed faithfully that he should receive much benefit from the daily prayers of those who were to serve the Lord in that place. The king had before with him a brother of the same bishop, called Salem, a man no less devoted to God, who, being a priest, was wont to administer to him and his house the word and the sacraments of the faith, by whose means he chiefly came to know and love the bishop. So then, complying with the king's desires, the bishop chose himself a place whereon to build a monastery, among steep and distant mountains, which looked more like lurking places for robbers and dens of wild beasts than dwellings of men. To the end that, according to the prophecy of Isaiah, in the habitation of dragons, where each day might be grass with reeds and rushes, that is, the fruits of good works should spring up, where before beasts were wont to dwell, or men to live after the manner of beasts. But the man of God, desiring first to cleanse the place which he had received for the monastery from stain of former crimes, by prayer and fasting, and so to lay the foundations there, requested of the king that he would give him opportunity to leave to abide there for prayer all the time of Lent, which was at hand. All which days, except Sunday, he prolonged his fast till the evening, according to custom, and then took no sustenance than a small piece of bread, one hen's egg, and a little milk and water. This, he said, was the custom of those of whom he had learned the rule of regular discipline, first to consecrate to the Lord, by prayer and fasting, the places which they had newly received for building a monastery or a church. When there were 10 days of Lent still remaining, there came a messenger to call him to the king, and he, that the holy work might not be intermitted, on account of the king's affairs, entreated his priest, Cynibill, who was also his own brother, to complete his pious undertaking. Cynibill readily consented, and when the duty of fasting and prayer was over, he there built the monastery, which is now called Lestingau, and established therein religious customs, according to the rule of Lindisfarne, where he had been trained. When Cede had for many years held the office of bishop in the aforesaid province, and also taken charge of this monastery, over which he placed provosts, it happened that he came thither at a time when there was plague, and fell sick and died. He was first buried without the walls, but in the process of time a church was built of stone in the monastery, in honor of the Blessed Mother of God, and his body was laid in on the right side of the altar. The bishop left the monastery to be governed after him by his brother Seda, who was afterwards made bishop, as shall be told hereafter. For as it rarely happens, the four brothers we have mentioned, Cede, Cynibill, Salen, and Seda, were all celebrated priests of the Lord, and two of them also came to be bishops. When the brethren, who were in his monastery in the province of the East Saxons, heard that the bishop was dead and buried in the province of the Northumbrians, about 30 men of the monastery came thither, being desirous either to live near the body of their father, if it should please God, or to die and be buried there. Being gladly received by their brethren and fellow soldiers in Christ, all of them died there, struck down by the aforesaid pestilence, except one little boy, who is known to have been saved from death by the prayers of his spiritual father, for being alive long after, and giving himself to the reading of Scriptures, he was told that he had not been regenerated by the water of baptism, and being then cleansed in the layer of salvation, he was afterwards promoted to the order of priesthood, and was of service to many in the church. I do not doubt that he was delivered at the point of death, as I have said, by the intercession of his Father, to whose body he had come for love of him, that so he might himself avoid eternal death, and by teaching, offer the ministry of life and salvation to others of the brethren. End of chapter 23 of the Ecclesiastical History of England, a Venerable Bede.